Welcome to another episode of the Roach Coach Podcast, the journey to create the new metal canon. My name is Lauren Kozlowski. With me, as always, the Indigo Angel, Jennifer Bloomer.
Hello.
And the original Roach Rider, Mr. Matt Nas.
Keep it rolling, baby.
All right. Today, we have a very special episode. About a year ago, Jenny? Was it about a year ago?
About a year ago.
We received a message from a young man named Gabriel. We've talked about him on the show a lot. He said, you guys should check out Pillar. You like POD, check out Pillar.
And
here we
quarterly.
Are.
Yeah. Quarterly since he's been like, guys, where's Pillar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, here it is.
Here it is.
Here's
that
Pillar.
Is a respectful reminder.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Is, for
totally,
sure.
Totally.
For sure. I mean, here's the thing. People have told us to do albums and we didn't do them for a while. And then, you know, I mean, here's the thing.
Edema comes to mind.
Edema, Mushroom Head. Remember the Mushroom Head movement, you guys?
Oh, that's true.
For us to do a Mushroom Head album. So here we are. We're doing Pillar. It's happening. Petition can be retired. We are doing Pillar. But before we get to Pillar, we got to talk about who's tweeting.
Who's tweeting?
Is?
So many people are tweeting. Rob Adams, let us know. If you are a listener of this show on the west coast of the United States of America, you have a treat this summer. POD, Alien Ant Farm,
what?
And Power Flow, which
what?
Is made up of
wow.
Cypress Hill and Fear Factory guys, going on a west coast tour.
California love.
That's right.
I'm so embarrassed that I did that out loud.
Wow.
Not backing away from it. Let me double down. California love.
Oh, Matt, thank you.
Listen, get all your friends, get them in a semi-auto trailer, head on down to the show. All right? If there are people that live far away, call them up, and the signal will go from your phone to a satellite down to their phone.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, you know what? The power of your friendship will flow through you as you go into the show. There we go.
All right.
There it was.
All right.
California. Three for three. We're done with it.
Well, that was the podcast.
That's it.
See you later.
Thanks right. for enjoying Roach Coach.
All right. Lots of comments on the Chimera episode.
That's right. Alejandro says, love this album. Bought it at Best Buy for $9.99 the day it was released. Good
Lost.
Price.
Good Leading. Price. Special.
That's right. Good price. Well done. Casper said, never noticed how they completely ripped the verses from Slipknot's Purity on Painting the White to Gray. That's why it sounded so familiar. Not sure whether it's intentional or a homage, since Purity was cut from Slipknot's first release. Good question. Good catch, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Nick Jones says, I wish you could review some of their later albums, or at least Impossibility of Reason, as this is their worst album and just before the classic lineup. But I wouldn't consider it nu metal in style. Interestingly, a lot of groove metal in Australia is still thought of as bro or meathead metal and still pretty much looked at as nu metal. Bands like Roots Forward, Sepultura/Soulfly, or for a more modern metal band, Five Finger Death Punch as examples, resulting in a lot of the true metal fans hating them, which I guess is understandable, as a lot of groove metal or a lot of groove bands were an influence on nu metal or had nu metal members, Dez from Cold Chamber being in Devil Driver. Anyway, thought of some questions. Is nu metal only simplified groove metal? How much does a group need to have hip hop or slinky influence? If Fear Factory is nu metal, as they are in the canon, could Pantera for I'm Broken be considered pre-gaming? Or Anthrax for Inside Out as in the thick of it? Or is there a nu metal attitude that makes a band nu metal? P.S. I knew Jenny would love the breakdown Severed. Keep up the great work, Roach Coach. Rider for life.
Yeah.
And thank you, Nick.
Yep. Yeah, I think here as well, a lot of groove metal is still considered to be very, very bro-ish.
Yeah, for sure.
So
for sure.
It's international.
How much does a group need to have a hip-hop or slinky influence?
It helps.
It helps,
That's
but
exactly what I was thinking.
it helps, but it's not essential because I don't think there's much of a hip-hop or slinky influence in like Drowning Pool.
Right.
Or Godsmack. Well, no. Godsmack has a slinky feel. What am I talking about?
They live and die by
they
the slinky feel.
They live and die. They are surrounded. Sully wakes up in a bed of snakes. And he's like,
Sully wakes up in a bed of snakes.
This is a real singing right. episode now, right now.
That one I enjoyed, though. And now that's all I'm going to think of is Sunny being Sully.
Sunny came home is now Sully came home.
Oh, my God.
My new metal parody band is happening.
Oh, man. Fear Factory is new metal to Pantera. I mean, Pantera is really just her forefather. I mean, if they had made like a full album, I don't know. I mean, I'm Broken's what, 93? That's pre-Korn. So
yeah,
that feels like a forefather situation.
I think that you kind of led yourself to the answer when you said, or is there a new metal attitude? What makes a band new metal? I think that is quite a bit of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, new metal attitude. Yeah. Pantera had a more of a metal chaos attitude.
But they do have great Stay Away From Me songs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Which is very crucial. But Pantera was never really whiny.
No.
No. Mm-mm. So a little bit of a whine. I know listener Caleb has been digging into the Digimortal Fear Factory album. And okay. just he's been like, you guys, this is so new metal. Speaking of Chimera, so we posted our episode the same day.
This is crazy.
The same day that this band reunites their classic lineup.
Man.
Roach Coach, Healing Wounds.
Listen, we put up an Edema episode, they reunite. We put up a Chimera episode, they reunite. Who else do we want to see reunite, you guys? Let's take it to the limit. Let's reunite some bands with dead members and see what happens, you know?
Well, Drowning Pool.
They're still together.
Well.
Oh.
But I meant like resurrected.
Oh, resurrected. Oh, man.
That's what I thought you meant.
This is why we can never do Pantera.
Right.
Too soon. That too is soon. Still too soon.
That
I'm
was
so just, sorry.
Right when you said that, I was like, oh, let's no. not talk about that.
Well, we just edit that out.
So yeah, so everyone, you're welcome for getting Chimera back together.
Yeah.
That's clearly 100% us. So everybody who sent that to us, Alejandro, Dan, Josh Toomey, thank you. Because everybody was on it. They were like, Roach Coach did this. Speaking of Drowning Pool.
Yeah. Shane
says,
if Rizzo isn't a bodies, then the concept is flawed. That guitar riff is insane.
I don't disagree that Rizzo is great and that the guitar riff, I would say, make that a statement. The guitar riff is insane, period. That being said, there's a difference between like, this is a killer song and this is bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we can just keep talking about this forever, like having a bodies, what it is about having a bodies. Here's the thing about bodies that I would say is different from a song like Rizzo, which is good. But when you put on Rizzo, you're like, oh, this is killer.
You help me and my new metal lackey knowledge.
Rizzo was the song with Stephen Carpenter on the Chimera album. It's killer. But here's the thing. When you put on bodies, it's a different feeling. And it's the same way when you have certain songs on certain albums.
All right, so this is Rizzo.
Okay.
Right, and of course, this is bodies.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
I'm already
floor.
Excited.
Oh, man.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
floor. Okay. Here's the... Okay.
I want to go right
here's,
now.
Here's the problem. That was not fair to Rizzo, okay? Because I was like, maybe he's got... And then we put on bodies. Bodies just wiped the floor with Rizzo just now. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Did bodies body Rizzo?
Yes. Jenny?
Yeah, it's just that, first of all, choruses.
Yep.
And it's just a different thing because Rizzo is insane and it's a very good song.
Yes.
Great but song.
Bodies is insane. It's a very good song. And I would argue it has like a pop sensibility about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. It's catchy.
And maybe that's it?
It's super accessible.
Yeah.
And maybe that's it.
If you can be heavy and catchy and accessible in that moment, which, so, like, obviously Bodies works. There's a lot of Korn songs that are like that. A lot of Limp Bizkit songs that are like that. I would argue, you know, a handful of Deftones ones certainly fall into that category. I think that's the thing, you know, if you have... I mean, Southtown... kind of in that same kind of way,
mm-hmm.
you know? I think that's sort of what you run against. And I guess, you know, I guess that leads to probably another argument of like, why do you need that? I mean, like, that's the thing though. Like if you're a new metal band, then you should have that level of accessibility in there, you know? And that Chimera album leans toward it and it made it in the canon. We liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not at the level of that. Of Bodies. So yeah, to answer the question, not really, but yeah. Last one, we have a message from listener Colby Smith. He said, you guys gotta cover 20 Dead Flower Children. They are ridiculously new metal. I've never heard of this band. Jenny?
Nope.
Yes. Matt,
you have?
Yes.
You've heard of 20 Dead Flower Children?
Yes, I have.
Twist.
What a twist.
Now, could I tell you what they sound like? Not at all.
Okay.
But it was one of those records at the record store where we were like, 20 Dead Flower, you know, it's just...
I mean, you're never going to forget that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like Armageddon Dildos. Like, you're never going to forget
that's
that.
That's a thing?
That's a thing?
Guys.
Okay, I don't know.
Don't fuck with the Armageddon Dildos.
I wouldn't.
Was a bumper sticker that I had on my car.
Wow.
And then immediately took off once my parents saw it.
Yeah, I never would have expected you to have had a sticker that said dildo on your car.
Yeah, that is a big surprise.
Well,
let it go in the Armageddon. So when you said Armageddon dildos, my first thought was like, man, Armageddon branded everything in 98.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for Who's Tweeting. Thanks for everybody who's tweeting and messaging us. Keep on saying hello on Facebook, Roach Coach on Facebook, Roach Coach on Twitter. And
Lauren, I think the Armageddon dildos are coming for us.
Is this Armageddon dildos?
This is Armageddon dildos, baby. This is industrial. This is East West by the Armageddon dildos.
I feel like I'm rushing through a hallway to like recover a stolen disc. In like a 90s.
Jenny, collection. You're in the Matrix when you listen to this song.
Yeah. It's the soundtrack to Run Lola Run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meets Hackers.
Oh,
meets
yeah.
Meets Matrix.
Yep.
Yeah, this was City Club fodder.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, love the West Germany drop.
Yeah, as I was saying, Roach Coach on Twitter, Roach Coach on Facebook, and RoachCoachPodcast@gmail.com. That is Coach with a K. The album of the week, Fireproof by Pillar.
Yeah.
Jenny, when did this album come out?
This album was released on June 10th, 2003.
2003.
Yeah.
We are way in the come down.
Yeah.
Any history with Pillar?
No, other than it being suggested to us.
Okay.
That is all.
All right. Same. Yeah.
Same.
All right. So we're all Pillar virgins. Who we got producing this thing?
Oh, we go back to our old pal Murdoch, aka Mudrock.
Mudrock.
Yeah. Andrew Murdoch.
Hey guys, just really wanna produce this album here, so.
Are you gonna tell stories to influence songs?
Yeah.
Perfect.
But these stories aren't going to be about my ex-girlfriend.
No.
These are about God.
They're about God.
Just going to be straight up. All the stories I tell you this week are going to be about just God. And
just God.
You're not going to have any questions about what these stories are about.
There's not a lot of gray in these stories. Pretty
no
black
gray.
And white. Pretty black and white. Pretty straightforward.
Pretty much about your Lord and Savior.
Yes, these are going to be about Jehovah. So,
yep. So, buckle up. You know, get ready. So there are two versions of this album. There is the original version, which was released in 2002. Twist again.
Yeah.
Okay, so the original version of this album was released on May 21st, 2002. Still to come down. And then it was remixed and remastered in 2003 and released on June 10th with a new track listing and a new album art. I would say the new album art is better than this. What are your thoughts, Jenny? I got the original. I have the original copy here.
Okay. I mean, the new album art, it's funnier. It's a man like just flexing and screaming with his arms outstretched with the Pillar logo over top of him.
Mm-hmm.
This one is the dudes in the band like posing basically like the cover of Significant Other.
Yeah.
With the logo above them. So I vote new album artwork.
I vote that as well. That was a big thrift. And I believe, how much did I pay for that? I think it's on the front there.
It looks like you paid $450.
Correct.
I'm happy for you. Thank you. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So that you said correct to her reading the price to you. $450. Correct.
Correct. So yeah, like I said, they reordered the track listing when they remastered it and remixed it. I listened to both versions. Really wasn't sitting there like, oh, I can't believe they put this one somewhere else. So this album is respectful of our time.
It certainly is. This album comes in at about 38 minutes. Let's see here. Exactly 38 minutes and 43 seconds, to be exact. So
that's very respectful.
Sure is.
And one of the big pushes that listener Gabriel had made for us listening to this album is, as I said, these guys apparently blew POD off the stage and Dave Mustaine loved them.
All right. Well, that makes sense because Dave Mustaine also loves God.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Once he cleaned up from drugs, he got super into God and karate.
Oh, okay.
That's why Megadeth doesn't play a lot of their old songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are they... How do you feel about that? What's the cutoff?
I'm not cutting them off.
No. I'm saying, like, what's the cutoff? Like, they don't... I mean, are they doing stuff off of, like, euthanasia?
I don't know.
Okay. Who's in this band?
All right. We've got Rob Beckley on vocals. We've got Noah Henson on guitar. We've got Brad. No one or Noon. I can't tell on drums. Okay. And then we've got Michael Wittig, who also goes by Kal-El. They're watching me like look back and forth between the CD booklet and Wikipedia.
I'm enjoying this because it's way more than
I'm trying to like parse this out here. I've been already. We got who we are.
Now you know why I said correct.
Whatever. I'll take your stupid shit today, but never again. Yeah, apparently I don't know a thing about Pillar. But yeah, that's who's in the band.
All right. So we're gonna listen to the remixed, remastered version track listing. And we're gonna just go for it.
This is the most hesitant.
Here we go. Fireproof.
Let's do it. Fireproof. Pillar.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm just going to throw it out there.
Do it.
I'm pretty sure this song is about Daniel 3. I read that on songmeanings.com. Matt, we're going to need your help through this one.
This is, yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know Daniel 3. I didn't even know Daniel was a biblical name.
Me neither.
I learned that on songmeanings.com.
It's why it's such an important site.
You've never heard Daniel in the fiery furnace?
What?
What?
No.
No.
Guys. In the Old Testament.
Here we go.
There's a story about Daniel.
Okay.
And Daniel's faith, they used to persecute the Jewish faith, and they would do all kinds of horrible torture to him. Now, I'm saying it's Old Testament. It could be New Testament. I'm going to go old. Daniel's kind of Old Testament name to me. Anyway, he gets captured. They're going to punish him. They put him in the furnace. They basically put him in the fiery furnace, and his faith keeps him safe. He so does he, not get burned.
So he's fireproof.
He was fireproof.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, see, listen, I feel like I'm going to do a lot better because, like, any biblical category on Jeopardy, mm-hmm. I automatically get upset because I'm like, I don't know any of this. But I feel like between Matt and songmeanings.com, I might get some more answers right.
I'm really looking forward to the day you're on Jeopardy and you're like, you win, and you're like, I want to thank songmeanings.com and Matt Nas.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
That's when they'll start letting you have acceptance speeches at the end of Jeopardy.
At a certain point, Trebek's going to retire and they're going to bring some new blood in and they're going to switch things up a little bit. So this chorus is funny to me because it seems like, the I am fireproof part, rock solid, good part of the chorus. But this, the lines before them, it seems like there is either too many words or not enough words to quite fill it in.
I'm an idiot. It's not Daniel, but it's Daniel in the fiery furnace because it's in Daniel. It's Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
What words did you just say?
The guy from the Beastie Boys song?
The Beastie Boys song is a relation of this story of the three believers that fell into the fiery furnace and lived.
Did you?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
I thought you said, I thought Jacoby Shaddix.
Jacoby Shaddix.
He's still alive.
He's still alive.
Jacoby Shaddix is the second coming.
Oh, duh. God.
That's why we named the show after.
That's rude. That's rude to Jesus.
But no, like, yeah, when he says, I know where I stand and what'll happen if you try it, it seems like he is rushing super hard to get all of that out in the allotted part of the song to then get to the I am fireproof part. And then the I know my heart and I just can't deny it, it's like, oh, now he has less words, so then he's stretching words. I don't know. I feel like this chorus is a rewrite away from not being so clumsy. Personal feeling.
Yeah, I thought that it was a fine song, but I thought it was like very derivative.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of like, okay. It wasn't like a bad song. I just was like kind of hoping for something like a little cooler.
I was surprised by the guy's voice. I didn't expect it to be as smooth as it is. I think that's largely because of the cover, the original cover I have here. That guy's bandana is just giving me like hair metal vibe. Like I thought it was going to be like, I am fireproof. That's what I was waiting for. And that's not what I got.
Is he like taunting you?
Yeah, basically.
You know where I am, baby. I'm fireproof.
That sounds like the video of Tickle Me Elmo being burned and still working.
Well, that's what happens when Matt Nas and I attempt to do Ozzy / Axl Rose impressions.
That's correct.
Okay. We get burning Tickle Me Elmo.
That tickles.
That's what
Axl? There were a couple comments. You'd mentioned one on songmeanings.com. Barcode Soldier said, the guitar part in this song is what caught my attention. It's really good. So, I don't know what to say anymore, so I'll just end this now. Great.
All right.
Comment. especially with the five M's in your Skating Punk said, I went to YC 2003 and Pillar was there performing. They were wicked, especially when you're front row of the mosh pit and one of the band members, Noah, is spitting on you the whole time. Great comment.
Yeah.
Perfect Imperfection, who I believe comments on like almost every song, said, dude, the song rocks. And I admit, when I first heard Pillar was signing with MCA and re-releasing, I was not a happy camper. But listening to it now, the sound is much better. I've been a Pillar fan for a while now, and it's awesome to know what the Lord's doing through them. So you know where Perfect Imperfection stands. Because as you know, the name Perfect Imperfection, God don't make no trash.
So. Isn't that the line? That's how the Bible starts.
First
in the beginning,
God don't make no trash.
And let there be light.
Is that how it starts?
Yes. Yeah, in the beginning.
I know, I meant for real. How does it start?
Yeah. Okay. In the beginning, God said, let there be light.
Oh, okay. I know that, like, I can see that I'm blowing your mind by not having any idea about this.
You weren't in those Sunday school classes with me?
No. No. All right. I'm sorry.
Next, I guess.
Jenny, how did you think the Bible started? What did you think the first line was?
Probably, like, whatever it was, like, publishing, like, the publishing date, the ISBN the publishing number.
There was a young boy named Harry Potter.
No, I've never read Harry Potter either, so.
Okay.
All right, up next.
It was in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. There you go.
Thank you.
For our purists.
I'm just getting ready for Jeopardy. So thank you for being with me on this journey. All right, up next we've got Behind Closed Doors, right?
Yep.
Omnipotent. I'll say that.
Yeah. Just don't be hiding your sins, because Jesus knows.
Yeah.
He's going to find out.
Well, that's what Bam Bam Jr. says on songmeanings.com.
Yes.
Says it's pretty self-explanatory. That's rap lyrics for you. Hey, okay, Bam Bam.
All right. Okay. All right.
Let's take that a couple steps back.
All right. Okay.
Basically telling some guy who's living a double life, good Christian on the outside, but is really living in sin, could be porno or drugs or something. And the other's urging him to get his shit together before Christ comes back.
Dude, you need to throw that porno away.
Yeah, get your shit together. Because
Christ is
going
to roll in here, and he's going to be like, I swear to God, if I see any fucking porno, I'm going to be so mad.
That's exactly how he's going to talk.
That's how he's going to talk.
Yeah.
He's gonna come out of the sky and he's gonna be like...
Straight shooting.
So, this song...
Yeah.
If I were to, like, be just, like... Let's say, like, I just walk into a show and I hear this song. Mm-hmm. I would think that, like, it was a band covering a POD song I hadn't heard.
Yes. This is... I wrote Wannabe POD. And I, you know what? It's that weird, I don't want to say that POD is cool.
Okay.
But they're cooler than Pillar. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that like, Pillar just seems very like they're, POD has a very strong Christian message, but I never feel like I'm being like beaten over the head with it.
You never feel preached to.
No. And this feels very much like so if I'm giving them the biggest benefit of the doubt, they just like want to preach, proselytize. What is it? Is that the right?
Yeah, you got
both of those are right.
I'm getting ready for Jeopardy, so yeah. I just have to use
You're doing great.
Or I would say maybe they're just like, you know where we could make a ton of money? like this very specific market. I don't know enough about their history to really know, but it just, to me, I'm like, I don't know.
What's funny is reading some comments where people are like, oh, these guys used to be all about it and I don't believe it anymore. And I was like, really? Have you read these lyrics? There's like no, like they're all about that life. Like it's front and center in every song. Yeah, I think they just, I think what it is that POD is like, we're here to rock. And the way that they deal with any sort of religion, they tend to use metaphors with it a little bit more. And also just like a song like Alive, you can look at that as being about, like you can look at it from two angles depending on how you want to come to it. You can come to it as like a Christian music fan who's like, this is a song about my faith. Or you can come to it as a person who you relate to it as, oh, that, you know, I came out of this experience alive, a better person, you know, seeing things from a new perspective. But there's only one view on all of these songs. And it's from this Christian point of view of Jesus is coming, hide your porn.
Hide your porno or drugs or something.
Or something. What's the third? What's the something? What's the other thing could be?
Bodies. Hide your great drowning pool single. All right. Up next, we've got Ashame. If I were a 13-year-old Christian kid who liked heavy music, this would be a dream to me.
Oh, this is a godsend, truly. Because it's good. It's not corny. It is straight ahead in its message.
It is.
But like, truly, take a listen to anything else Christian that's even trying to do this, and this is leaps and bounds better.
Maybe that would be my perspective, because I found this album largely very corny. Actually, in my notes, I wrote, this song is corny. but I mean, I definitely, you know, I mean, yeah, I guess having that perspective and considering, I mean, I don't know much about any other Christian music beyond, I think I saw a trailer for some Christian rock concert once, and I was like, ooh, this is rough. Is Lifehouse Christian?
Yeah.
All right.
Jars of Clay.
I see. I like, my main point of reference for that is like ska music.
Right.
Like Christian punk and ska.
Yeah. But, your MXPXs.
But I mean, I used to go to like Christian rock shows with my Christian friends, and like, I've like had to kind of like rebase where I was thinking. And like, in comparison to that, if I were seeing this, I would have been like, these dudes are heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Not bad.
The other note I had is Linkin Park.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some Linkin Park.
These guys are expert mimics, largely.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing. Well, I have to think, is like, they mimic, but at the same time, I'm like, this is fucking pillar. Like, because of these lyrics, you know? And especially, you know, it's a shame to be ashamed, and then you have that other guy roll in and go, to be ashamed of the one that we should glorify. Like, I don't know, that makes me giggle every time.
Yeah, it's, I mean, me too.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, this isn't this was not made for me.
This is true.
This is not for me. And that, and I had to like separate that because I was just like, oh my God, this is so cheesy. But like, is, this isn't for me. So like, and it doesn't need to be. So can I objectively look at this? Like, is this, even if it's like a little cheesy to me, it's not bad.
Oh no, it's not awful.
It's not,
I agree with you.
It's not in any way original. Mm-mm. But I, it does kind of make me feel happy for like a young kid who's super into this stuff who like can't listen to anything that they might want to.
They get a Pillar album, that's all right.
And they're just like, sweet.
Yeah.
Doesn't make them feel bad, you know?
They don't need to hide behind closed doors.
Right. Well, I mean, unless they're, you know, 13-year-old kid and they have some porno, they better get rid of it because Jesus is going to be pissed.
That's true.
That was always his message. He's like, blessed are the weak at heart, and also those who hide porno. I'm coming for you.
I swear to God. If I come back.
Knock it off.
Listen, you got, that's what happened. They put him up on, they crucified him, and he's like, I'm about to die. I'm coming back in a couple of days.
And you better hide that penthouse, I swear.
That, it better be gone, all right? Because I'm going to have. I'm going to grab it with my bloody hands.
Oh, geez.
It's going to be ruined.
Come on.
All right. Okay.
Rain sulfur on this bitch.
There is a conversation in the comments on songmeanies.com between G's Cake and Evil Tim 475.
All right.
Do you want to be G's Cake or Evil Tim?
It's up to you.
All right. You can be Evil Tim.
Okay.
All right. G's Cake says, I think Pillar is a very talented, very edgy band. The message in this song is sort of hidden, but when discovered, is okay. I do have one problem with them, though. If you worm to visit their website, you would be hard-pressed to find so much a hint that would link them to Christ. I was kind of disappointed. The question is, are they ashamed?
Hey, Detective Dipshit, those birds flying around on their webpage aren't just random symbols. They're doves. Look on the cover of a few Bibles. The message should be a little clearer afterward.
Thank you for the reply. I see the doves you speak of. Pillar still hides the truth, and what you said really does not address what I was speaking of. I think they want to have their cake and eat it too. I think they want to build an image with both sides. Jeremy.
Yeah.
So G's Cake, a.k.a. Jeremy, is one of those people that buttons their shirts all the way to the neck. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
I'm just a little disappointed in them.
Hey, dipshit, those are doves. Look at a Bible cover.
Evil Tim, open, undershirt visible.
Gold chain. Cross on
shame,
chain.
Nowhere to be
look
found.
Look on a cover of a few Bibles. You might notice something.
I have seen Bible covers.
Uh-huh.
No doves.
Oh, you got to get the special edition.
Yeah, you got to get that King Doves version.
Okay.
Yeah, the John Woo edition. Really, a lot of doves.
We ready?
We ready. Echelon.
Like this.
You know it's time for us to step it up. Another level now, because we finished warming up, so we rise up. Elevate to maintain, fill up with octane and fan the flame. We regain all the names the enemy took away. And like a green beret, we will lead the way. Into battle, so have no fear. We will draw near so that we can persevere like a gondolier. We headed straight to the top, non-stop, set shop at the top of the rock. You feel the aftershock after we rock the spot. You forgot these soldiers won't turn and walk. We take hard knocks, come back.
This song is comparing Christianity and the way that you should fight for Christianity to the Vietnam War, which has really opened up one of the most insane comment sections we've seen. Not as many, but holy crap.
Oh, my God.
I just say things like holy and God a lot, apparently, and I'm realizing I'm very self-conscious about it now that we're doing this album. Yeah. But, Lauren...
Where do we start?
I don't know.
So we have definitions of what an echelon is, which is a vague form, a vanguard formation of soldiers. Thanks, Driss. And then NZ Jesus Freak says, this song seems to refer to the Vietnam War quite a lot. The Green Berets were some of the elite U.S. Special Forces involved. The fall of Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City, signified the end of the Vietnam War. Okay. Warming up. And then Born to Run says, cool. Compare the Christian life to a war the U.S. wasted thousands of soldiers' lives on for no good reason. Rock on, Pillar. Rock on.
Ooh, shots fired.
Ooh, get
oh, well.
Oh.
Get ready for...
Conflict!
Pueri Dio says, in Vietnam, the U.S. fought a defensive war only, but a true Bible-believing, on fire, active, for God, Christian, lives an offensive war. Note these differences in how a Christian should live and how the U.S. fought the Vietnam War. We have...
6 points.
6 points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one. It's time to step it up another level now. We take the offensive. The U.S. forces had to wait to be attacked.
Two, we regain all the names the enemy took away. Christians seek and save the lost souls of the world. In a sense, POWs. The U.S. government ordered a withdrawal from Vietnam, leaving dozens or possibly hundreds of POWs to die.
Three, and like a Green Beret, we will lead the way into battle, so have no fear, we will draw near so that we can persevere. The Green Berets were special ops troops and the first Americans to see action in Vietnam. The type of Christians that I described above are found few and far apart. They are God's special ops. They need to lead the battle to be a lukewarm, like soup that has been left out for 10 minutes or so, not hot, not cold, but really gross tasting Christians, so they can finish warming up and join the war as well.
We headed straight to the top nonstop, set shop at the top of the rock. You feel the aftershock after we rock the spot. With God on their side, Christians are headed straight to the top. They're going to stay there, and what they do will accomplish something. It's true. I know how the war ends. Don't believe me? Read Revelations 19, 11 through 22, 6. The Vietnam War accomplished nothing except humiliating the U.S. and getting a lot of people killed. That's a big stretch.
That's a lot. Yeah. Five, because you forgot these soldiers won't turn and walk. We take the hard knocks, come back for more, because we're hardcore and we fight for the one who died for you. Know how tough the enemy is. Special ops Christian would run away like a coward because he fighting for Jesus Christ, the one that gave him eternal life. In Vietnam, when the going got tough, the tough got going home. The U.S. gave up on a war that, if fought differently, could have been won.
Six, and like Saigon, we're on the front lines and we carry on to the end times. The North Vietnamese, the U.S.'s opponents in the Vietnam War, marched to Saigon, the capital of South Vietnam, took it and won the war. The world is marching upon Christians like the North Vietnamese did on Saigon. Christians are a part of this war, whether they realize it or not. They can either take the offensive and win for Christ, or they can be crushed by the opposition.
If you closely read the chorus and second stanza of this song, you will find that, like the first stanza, they do perfectly describe the life a Christian. Pillar is a great band and Echelon is a great song. P.S. I'm not against the Vietnam War. I do think it was poorly fought, but only because we had a weak administration in Washington. They were in control of what the army was allowed to do, not the generals. Jeez.
Damn.
All right.
Wow.
Echelon took us there.
Really did.
I don't like this song that
Me
much.
Neither.
It's kind of boring.
No.
But I did really like the breakdown from that dude.
Yeah. I wrote that this chorus is a big raspberry.
What does that mean? Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't. There's so much I don't understand and know.
You're not
today.
Ready. You're not ready for Jeopardy yet, but we're going to get you there. Okay.
I've rarely felt so dumb on an episode, but I'll just. Living it.
Right.
Well, all okay. Right. Up next, we've got Hindsight.
Hot riff.
Live my life so that you can see Elohim. No longer see a little boy in his team getting by.
Yeah.
They strike me as a come down band.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the blueprint's already there.
Mm-hmm.
This is as if it were a bunch of B-sides from Alive or some other albums. And it's very well produced. It's very clean sounding.
Good job, Mudrock.
Yeah, good job, Mudrock.
I think you could have told these guys a couple other stories just to mix yeah. things up a little bit.
He just read from the Bible. He was like,
all right, Sermon on the Mount. Day
okay,
one.
Here's some doves.
Wait, hold on.
Here's the
How
Beatitudes.
How old is Mudrock? Was he in Nam?
Ooh, I don't know.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where they got that.
Yeah, this Maybe. Album to me is like if you drive into like a subdivision and like the suburbs of like a very like nice houses,
mm-hmm.
but they're all the same house with like yeah. very little variation. This is just like all these songs. I'm just like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. That's it. That's my yeah. whole thought.
All right.
Up next.
Oh, good cue. Up next, we've got Light at My Feet.
Similar. It's just
yeah. It's a lot of the
very earnest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot to say about that one.
No, me neither. Also, it didn't help that there were no comments or lyrics on songmeanies.com for that one.
Come on, guys.
Up next.
Stay up.
Stay up.
Featuring KJ52, Christian rapper from Tampa, Florida.
Oh. King James 5-7.
No, KJ52. Pack a bag, let the world know how you feel about it. Hit the party, let the people scream and shout about it. No doubt about it, no reason for you to pout about it. If you don't get it, then you probably live your life without it. So get out of here, take a second just to think it through. It's not a secret, you are scheduled for the one day fool. But who knew the who's who or voodoo would be you? The day you get to run and ask for a redo. Get up and get up, we never get down. Now we be seeking freaks out from the underground. Stay up and stay up, we never let down. We keep it rocking till you all come around now. Get up. Ready or not, here we come to seek you out. Cause you can only have for so long in the underground. Until you're found. This is where the album took a bit of a turn for me. Because before this, we were dabbling in a little bit of a POD sound. We were dabbling in a Linkin Park sound. These are all sounds that I'm not only familiar with, but affectionate towards. And then all of a sudden I said, what's happening here? Did someone put a 311 album in my ears? Yeah.
This got real 311. Real 311. Because it was like, it starts like it's sort of going to rock, but it doesn't. It's got a little too bit of that jaunty bounce to it, which I think may be attributed to, like, this is like one of those ones where I'm like, oh yeah, this will light up the, you know, like you said, like the Christian ska bands and stuff like that. Like, this would play good in that. There's a rap verse at the end from KJ that sounds like Eminem, My Name Is, basically. But yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of this one, to put it lightly.
I was glad that it was different. It did very much give me 311 vibes, which of course
not something I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Before we go in, I found a picture. I couldn't find an age on Mr. Mudrock, but I found a picture.
Of him in Vietnam?
No. I found two pictures. So one is him at a mixing board, which is the here. I'll just show you right now, Jenny and Matt.
That is not what I was expecting.
There he is.
Whoa.
And then if you think, oh, this guy looks a little bit like a math teacher. Well, don't worry. Sometimes he gets a little loose. He gets a little wild. And he throws on his really cool hoodie. And and then you have that.
That's more what I was expecting. There we go. Like a dirt stash.
Here's the thing. I think it all depends on who he's in the studio with.
That's
true. You know what I mean? So, anyway. Also, based on this picture, he does not look like he was old enough to have been in the Vietnam War.
That is true. All right. Up next is Epidemic.
Is it such a crime to be a paradigm? So many people like to think it's just a waste of time. But the truth is, the truth is a lie. It's a sign of the change of times. Kind of feeling like it's time for me to climb, me to rise.
Epidemic.
Epidemic. That's one way to say it.
Yeah.
So this is like a POD 311 mashup. It's got some POD guitars going on because the guitars are crisp and clear and they're strong. But the vocals are, concept of grass when you're playing with fire and you keep throwing on the gas. So, Jenny, what did you think of this song?
I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
This is so boring, I know, but like all these songs are just fine.
Yeah. There's nothing like terrible that made me like, what?
No, it's like people who are very good at drawing, but they are not creative.
That's a pretty good way to put it.
I think I've said that before about like, right. I mean, like they sound really good. Mm-hmm. It's produced very well. Like all of the music is like very proficient, but it's just like.
Yeah. I mean, Matt, you said it. This is a very come down kind of band. So
yeah, they aren't breaking new ground.
No.
I could see them like I'm fully believing that live they could have crushed POD. And the only reason I say that is because they had more to prove at the time that they were playing with POD.
They had that hunger.
Because if POD had Satellite already out for 2 to 3 years by the time Pillar's with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so they already had Southtown. They already had.
Here's the other question. Was this POD with Marcos or is this POD without Marcos?
Ooh, that would have been
then maybe. Maybe. Woof.
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 Yeah, you hate to think about that.
Yeah. One comment on songmeanings.com. How do you say this name, Jenny? How were you saying it?
I would say, please hold, I'm going back to it. I would say Trade-a-Pib.
Trade-a-Pib. Gives me visions of a post-apocalypse world where cars with guns rule the streets. Stop laughing.
It says stop laughing,
Matt. It's like it knew what you were about to do. Obviously, this song is using analogies to talk about the, quote, epidemic of sin and the general ungodliness of the world today. Come quickly, Jesus. Not too quickly. Everyone's got to throw away their porn or drugs or something.
Or something.
Whatever that is that you're just like worried about.
All right.
Well,
maybe fatty foods.
All of your shame chicken nuggets she bought on the way home. From
just toss them. Toss them.
All right. Up next, we've got Just to Get By. Christian parent,
yes,
with a teen child. Mm-hmm. This is exactly the song I'd play for them because I want them to like quit fucking up.
Yeah,
it's so I don't even need to look at the. It's so obvious what this is about.
Well, you know what? When I was a young man, you know, anytime I heard a song that started with the line "Listen up, here's another lesson, chapter two of this saga," I'm like, great. Just what I want my songs to start with.
You know, they call on Newton in this song.
They do. This is Roach Coach First. In my notes, I just drew the flat face emoji. That's all I felt about this song.
Yeah.
In retrospect, I mean, now coming off the last couple, this is better than those. But
this to me was so much a... hey, we're a pillar and we're here to say, better stop sinning, it gets in your way. Like that kind of thing where it's just like...
Jenny, I just got a text from Pillar. They're asking, can you sub for KJ this weekend? He's sick.
Yes.
Don't do drugs. They're bad for you. And worship Christ. He's the king of the Jews.
Yeah.
Matt, just got a text. Can you replace Jenny?
Shit. I was so close.
Sorry, Jenny. It's they knew fine. You need to spend more time studying up for Jeopardy.
I know. But yeah, I mean, to me, I was just like, please try a little harder. That's all. All
right.
That's all. Up next, we've got Indivisible. Getting texts for both of you. Can you please join Pillar? There's a lot of air guitar going on here.
Jenny is waving her hands in the air. That's what you would do at this part of a Pillar concert.
Everybody in the pit out there, I want you to think about one thing.
You know what it is. Don't make me say it out loud.
For all the people of the world that don't understand.
It is totally God.
We have here in this motherland. See the father's hand started up a master plan. Yes, the truth, the top, to stand. But had they ran, who knows where we would be now. I thank God is something I don't gotta think about. Instead, my thoughts are on the one who laid it on the line. But in the meantime, I'm thinking those of your kind. And wonder how it is you get that so messed up inside your mind. Just take a second, how long has been going on before you? They're the ones who even helped you have the right to argue. Stop complaining, move along. Open your eyes, see what's going on. We need to get back to the ways of the days of old. One nation under God, indivisible. All the people living and you give a holler. Be God, we trust, be God, we trust. We're stamping on a pain and nickel down, corner tower. Be God, we trust, be God, we trust. The people of the nation, let me hear you give a holler.
Be God, we trust, be God, we trust.
We're stamping on a pain and nickel down, corner tower. Be God, we trust. The other day I saw the news, somebody else complaining. They want the model taken off of the Benjamin Franklin. They got a problem with my God.
So this is a song inspired by an erroneous Fox News report where someone said that they were going to try to get the In God We Trust removed from money, which I believe never actually happened. but they make a compelling point and they have a good chorus.
Yeah, it's so, this is so funny to me. This is about, it talks about all of our currency. This is an educational song.
This is definitely going to get you in Jeopardy.
I know, I know. But if not this, then songmeanings.com does come through because there's a little bit of something about, like, this is about trying to remove In God We Trust. And then somebody says, I thought In God We Trust was added later. Is that under God? But then my hero, It's a Doozy, comes in and says the following.
It's a doozy.
Originally, the Pledge of Allegiance didn't include One Nation Under God. It was added in 1954, I believe. I know it was during the 1950s, but I don't know which year it is for sure. This is a great song. It reminds me that as our world becomes more and more corrupt, we as Christians need to be taking a stand for Christ more and more. Stripping God from the government and politics in this great nation will only end in turmoil. But, ellipses, those are signs of the times, ellipses, and that is a whole nother can of worms, LOL.
Perfectly commented.
It's a doozy.
It's a doozy. This song, I actually liked it.
The chorus is good.
Yeah, the chorus is really good.
Yeah.
It's just so funny that it's like, a quarter, a dollar, a nickel, and they all say, In God We Trust. Like, it's just like, who's on the penny? Who's on the nickel? Like, I don't know. I just
Roosevelt on the dime knew what was up.
Yeah.
If this song isn't based off of, like I said, an erroneous Fox News report, then it has to have been based on the time that Mud Rock asked for change for the vending machine. And then he was like, yeah, I mean, if anyone could just break this dollar.
Hey, this man, fine. In God we trust.
Oh, thank you. Wait a minute. Meeting in the writer's room.
Oh, boy.
You still got that hot riff? You know I still got that hot riff.
I can imagine that activating a very, like, tepid pit. Like,
medium pit,
like,
activated.
If I think of, like, a pit at, like, Cornerstone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a Cornerstone pit where people are, like, kind of bumping each other and, like,
pogo-y,
laughing.
It's a little bumpy.
Like, In God We Trust, yeah. Like a real nerdy pit, but a very kind-spirited pit.
Right. Where afterwards everybody like looks at each other and is like, we got rocked.
They get rocked, but yell preach at the end.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Up next, we've got...
Last song,
Further From Myself.
We're going to do a stained.
Hey, it's me, Fred. You effed up.
Let me see them lighters. Get them lighters up.
Is this a bit of a sensual Chino?
Yeah, a little bit.
This is a worshipful
This is,
Chino.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not an Aaron Lewis bleat. It is definitely like a sensual, yeah.
Put away your porno or whatever.
Put away your porno.
But this is Aaron Lewis-y.
Yeah, well.
Oh, this yeah. is.
So Aaron Lewis-y. Yeah. This is the real motherfucking deal, yo! Matt Nas, your air guitar and points are excellent tonight.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Matt's in the band. Matt is going to be in the one-man band revival of Pillar. Or they're still around.
Matt, no, I have a better idea. So, Matt, you had a show called the what was your name of your band?
Matt Noss and the Sing-Along Singers.
Matt Noss and the Sing-Along Singers. I'm sorry. I was thinking like... I had Matt Noss' Variety Show. I'm like, not the Variety Show. So Matt Noss and the Sing-Along Singers, you retired that.
Fully retired.
Fully retired it. Here's an idea. Bring it back, but don't play any of your hits. Just play Pillar songs and see how long the audience sticks with you.
And just call it Matt Noss and the Pillalong Pillars. You know what?
I don't know why that's so funny.
It's not. It's bad.
It's
and
so bad.
It sounds like let me write that down.
My hand stopped working.
That's okay, Matt. I've got a bunch of pens over here.
Oh, I got a pen right here. Here we go.
Hey, uh-huh.
I've got a knife I can carve it into your table.
Nah, I'm good.
No, it'd be really good, actually, if you brought back Matt Noss and the Sing-Along Singers, but just... Every song you did was just a nu metal cover, but you started off like it's not gonna be, and then suddenly it's like it's the chorus of In the End.
Matt has never looked like he wants to do something less than what you're describing.
But part of me kind of wants to do.
Oh yeah, it'd be something. It'd be something. Hey. Or maybe take all your old hits, nu metal them up.
Nu metal them up.
Listen, you know you've always wanted to activate a pit. To Mr. Miyagi.
That is true.
You know, just it'd be really great. Somebody would come and be like, hey man, I'm a big fan. You might remember, I'm the guy who broke his jaw in the pit.
Oh,
Mr.
yeah.
Mr. Miyagi, that was me. That was me.
Oh my God, you went crazy.
You were nuts.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm taking it the fireproof radio edit is just fireproof with a couple seconds cut out of it.
It's exactly the exact same length. I could not tell the difference.
Yeah, me neither. But maybe it was the one that was featured in the baseball video game MLB 2005.
If you played that game and you got all the way to the last level, let us know. Otherwise, I want to hear from you.
Fireproof.
Yeah. So this, I do want to say this album sold over 300,000 copies.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It was their most popular album. And it was very well reviewed by lots of like Christian music magazines. The only non-Christian review I could find, well, by only looking at the Wikipedia page and not doing any further research, is AllMusic. And it got 3 stars there. And basically what they said was sort of what I felt was like, it's all right, but it's like pretty derivative and, you know.
Wow, yeah. Cross Rhythms gave it 9 out of 10 stars.
Yeah.
And Jesus Freak Hideout gave it 3.5. Christianity Today gave it 3.5 out of 4.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's, yeah, that makes absolute complete sense to me. Because I think that, like, because I'm not Christian, like, this stuff doesn't resonate with me in the same way.
Right.
The music, because it sounds so much like so many other things that I like and have heard, didn't really do a ton for me. But if I were Christian, I think that I could totally see why having something that just like speaks like just like so clearly like articulates your point of view that you probably wouldn't normally hear in this kind of music. I could see how someone would be super duper into this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're right though, like because all they have some excerpts on the wiki from these reviews, and all the Christian ones are like, "You're not gonna hear anything like this in commercial hard music. This is it. This is the top." And they're all like, "Yep, I have well made, incredible." And then all music guys like, "Not innovative, solid, but a little derivative." So yeah,
pretty much what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I can totally imagine, like, there are definitely bands that I like that probably aren't super inventive, but, like, mm-hmm. I just, the lyrics just resonate with me so much that mm-hmm. I'm just like, love it. It's
on
great.
Board.
Best yeah. thing ever. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, that makes complete sense. Mm-hmm. And I can absolutely see why it was recommended when we were super into Southtown.
For sure.
So, we've come to the point in the show where we need to...
Make that decision.
We gotta make... The choice.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the choice is made, guys.
Yeah. Lauren, what do you think?
They're decent mimics, but I wrote their overt religious message is kind of corny, and they make Creed seem subtle. So I would say I enjoyed listening to it. for the most part, except for the ones that sound a little 311-y. But, you know, not bad, but not an essential record. I think ultimately, more than anything, even it being corny, whatever, it's just a little, it's too derivative.
I agree with you. I didn't even, like, once I kind of, like, shifted my perspective on, like, what I was listening to, mm-hmm. where I was just like, okay, this is, like, very much just, like, a Christian album. Like,
right. Mm-hmm.
So looking at it through that lens, the message didn't bother me at all. I was like, all right, cool. That's, like, your thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just too derivative.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you think?
I'm good with that. This was, yeah, I was a Five Iron Frenzy kind of guy during this time, so...
Me too.
I never heard Pillar before. Glad we got a chance to listen to it.
For sure.
It's always good as a person of faith. It's always good to hear stuff that is not the corniest stuff. Because honestly, no joke, I grew up with Stryper, which I was like, no, no, no. And I grew up with like this rap group called the Firemen, which is like the most like. Which is totally like, I like this and I'm here to say like all the rhymes are like that. And it was like, like just awful, awful, mm-hmm. awful. So to hear something that is, they could go on a bill with non-Christian bands and do fine.
Yeah.
They would they'd be a strong opener.
Yeah. And if you show up late, they can just do the 9 point and say, if you're here, you just got here, we're corn.
Yeah.
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 You know, so it's always good to hear that. And if that turns some people's ears on.
If that reaches one lost soul.
One lost back soul. In,
you know what?
You guys, we shouldn't get into this conversation.
Listen, all I ask is that you just be aware that Jesus could come back tomorrow. And if he finds that fucking porno.
He's or those gonna drugs, be paid.
Or something. You know what that means.
This is a really special moment for me because I feel like I'm right between the two of you and the way you feel. So I love that very much. I was like, I'm the balance?
You're the balance now.
You're the balance.
Oh my goodness. That's
wonderful.
I
just got a text. Is there a balance who can be on Jeopardy next week?
I'm going.
Wait, I thought you accepted to be in Pillar. Oh, wait, no, he's going
to
be in Pillar.
Yeah, I have to go be on Jeopardy.
All right.
All right. And Lauren, you'll just... be here.
I'll be a dad. I'll go home to my son.
No, yeah. Just go have that satisfying life experience. Right. I'll be on Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Pillar, respectable, but not in the canon.
Not in the canon. Gabriel, thank you for the suggestion.
Great suggestion.
And keep them coming. Give us another one. We'll review it in 2019. I'm kidding. We'll get to it
but soon. Maybe not.
Maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, so yeah, that brings us to the end of the episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you have a recommendation, comment, something you want to say, say hello. Roach Coach on Facebook, Roach Coach on Twitter, RoachCoachPodcast@gmail.com, Coach with a K. And you know what? If you like the show, go to iTunes, give us a rating and review. We love that. It's great. Until next time, Jenny, thank you.
Lauren, thank you. Matt. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.